Bilishwan, a living history. More than five centuries of history contemplate this town of deep seafaring tradition. In fact, the nucleus of Bilishwan has its origin linked to the fishing activity, and even today it preserves part of the morphology and architecture that characterizes this type of settlements. Walking through its streets, and you will be surprised by the beauty of its small street corners, by the majesty of its pathos or country houses, or by the charm of its parks and beaches, is a good way to approach Bilishwan. The itinerary begins on the banks of the estuary and the sea will return again and again, making the walk of the traveller inextricable, because everything here revolves around it. The sea is the beginning and the end in Bilishwan. It is history and it is the present. It is life. A comfortable and beautiful walk. The best way to approach and get to know Bilishwan is through the pedestrian path that starts from where you are now. You will soon reach Canelas and O Castellete beaches. The route will take you to the Doña Concha Park, right next to the Abasto Square and the fishing port. If you follow the promenade, you will reach the Pregontoiro Beach, the largest in Bilishwan, and beyond, the Cove of Oreal and the Patho of the same name. But if you go into the interior streets, you will soon discover the Pardiñas Manor House, and going up the village, you will find the Sobran Manor House and the San Martin Church. What could have been and was not. Although there is evidence of much earlier monastic and local settlements, the foundation of Bilishwan as a territorial unit dates back to 1490. It was Juan Mariño de Sotomayor, Lord of the Sobran Preserve, who constituted it from the old jurisdiction of Sobran. Until well into the 18th century, Bilishwan was only a small village settled around the Patho Tower of Pardiñas. From that moment on, thanks to fishing and the salting industry, it gained notable commercial importance. In 1836, it was declared a constitutional town council, a condition it maintained until 1913, when it was declared a merger with Villa Garcia de Orosa. The architectural jewels of the crown. Sobran Country Estate, built in 1496 on an old medieval tower which was destroyed during the Ermendinas revolts. At the beginning of the 16th century, Suero Gómez de Sotomayor, brother of the founder of Bilishwan, decided to build another country house, which is the one we can see today, Pardiñas Country Estate. Dating from the 16th century, it was erected with the idea of serving more as a dwelling than a centre of agricultural production. The gargoyles, the wide balconies and the tower reinforce the presence of the building in the middle of an urban fabric formed by fishermen's houses and first floor dwellings. Oreal Country Estate. It was built in the 17th century by the Mariño de Lobera family. It has a rectangular floor plan with two towers and is decorated with battlements, molded cornices, balconies, gargoyles and large chimneys. The chapel and the dovecote complete the complex.